The Verses on Witness Consciousness by Sadhguru Kedar Ji. Contents. Introduction. Page 7. The Verses on Witness Consciousness. Page 11. Introduction. I offer these verses at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan Nityananda of Ganeshpuri and Lord Shiva, the Guru of the Siddhas. To that Shiva Shakti principle be the glory. The challenge to your experiencing permanent spiritual transformation and the ultimate state of liberation that follows is that you spend your time concerning yourself with comfort and security rather than investing yourself in finding out who you really are, rather than seeking and discovering your true nature in order to cure your amnesia. For so many lifetimes, you have chased after this comfort and security embodied in the pursuit of pleasure in an attempt to avoid pain, in the constant search of liberty and happiness. You are always looking outside for what is not there. My master used to tell the story of the musk deer. The musk deer carries the wonderful scent of musk in its own navel. And yet, when it smells that scent coming from inside itself, it follows the breeze that carries the scent into the mountains, searching for where the scent is coming from, thinking it to be somewhere outside itself. It runs and runs after that scent, following the breeze up into the mountains. It runs and runs and eventually dies trying to find the source of that scent. Then the people living in the mountains cut open the musk deer and remove the musk. Until you find the true source of your happiness and peace, you are like that musk deer. So, get smart. A restless mind cannot produce the kind of peace, joy, centeredness, groundedness, and happiness that is essential for individual well-being and the collective well-being of everyone on the planet. Holistic well-being requires a mind that is free from agitation, worry, doubt, fear, anxiety, and restlessness. Inside you, there is an ocean of peace, a wellspring of joy and inspiration that never runs dry. To experience this, you have to go beyond your mind and beyond your senses to that witness to your mind and your senses. This begins by making the mind quiet so that you can experience what we call your natural, free state of being, your true nature. So, a quiet mind is essential. What if you could experience a silent mind and then no thoughts whatsoever, and then a wonderful experience of peace and joy in less than 3 minutes? And what if you had a simple daily practice in which you could maintain this experience of a silent mind while making your mind sharper? The purpose of what is taught in this book is to give you that experience. My Sri Guru Dev has said that there are many journeys in life, but that the journey to liberation begins with the understanding Shivoham. I am Shiva. I am the Self. Without reaching for and holding this highest of understandings imparted by the sages of steady wisdom while retracing one's steps back to God, it is impossible to stay the course long enough to face yourself in order to root out the karmic obstacles to your freedom and liberation. the very obstacles that you yourself have created. Flushing these obstacles out in order to burn away all that you are not requires that you be tested. These tests that are given by a living Sadhguru provide the proof of the absolute power of our approach and the practice of witness consciousness centering. I offer these verses to help all seekers understand the huge benefit of practicing witness consciousness centering to experience the state of the observer in a way that one can understand that all the aspects and expressions of humanity actually belong to the self, not to the false notion of individuality, not to the body. This book will offer an introduction to our approach, Nityananda Shaktipat Yoga, emphasizing the importance of the pure perceiving awareness that comes with the practice and experience of witness consciousness centering, coupled with the practices of meditation, chanting, selfless service, and contemplation. I ask that just for a while, as you read and contemplate these verses, that you set your cynicism aside, that you set what you think you know aside, that you set your ego aside, that you set your current life experience aside, so that you can contemplate these verses with an open heart and mind, ready to receive. What we seek is beyond language. However, language is necessary to convey understandings that lead to the truth. In a recent program, one man said, "I was raised Catholic. My mother will never accept that I am God." So, please try not to get hung up on certain terms. They are educational terms designed to direct your attention within. Do whatever it takes to get your feet into the water so that you can begin swimming in the ocean of your own bliss, the joy and love of the true heart. For example, if you are having trouble with the references here that you are God or the self, then you can begin with the understanding that it is possible that you are so much greater than you think you are. At the very least, I encourage you to start there, if it makes it easier for you to listen and imbibe. May all be joyful. Sadhguru Kedarji.